Now it's time for Prizes Inside.
Hey, everybody, and welcome once again to the Prizes Inside podcast.
Pip for short.
I'm Billy.
I'm Jeff.
And we're gonna drink some Coke and Pepsi products today.
Some sodas.
We're going to have our own little taste challenge.
Not really.
It's not really apples to apples, but, you know.
It's not even apples to oranges.
It's lemons to limes.
Well.
To dreams.
It kind of, yeah. There's some abstract stuff going on. But we do have two new sodas. Well, one has been out for a while, but we haven't gotten to it, so. I've not heard anybody talk about it. I've never heard a friend mention it, so nobody in our circle, I think, has tried it.
We'll get into the reasons why I believe that is, but
okay,
that'll be for the second half of the show.
Yeah, so we have two drinks, two different goals, I think, with both of them.
Yeah.
I think both are interesting to talk about and kind of give some background about. I thought I'd be more curious about what a dream world tastes like, but I'm more interested, actually, I think, in seeing what the first one tastes like for multiple reasons, and we'll dive into that. But the first one is a new soda from, you wouldn't know it because it's not on the bottle
anymore. Yeah, they hide it.
But it's a new lemon-lime drink from Pepsi called Starry, Starry. It's a very simple, I'm kind of into the look of the, like, the font and the design.
Yeah,
it's very
like
simple.
An old-fashioned.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It feels like the kind of drink, like a ski. You know, remember ski? You remember ski? You ever had a ski?
I did not.
Oh. It reminds me of ski. Something simple. Something you would see at the gas station and immediately recognize and grab if you were in the mood for one.
It kind of reminds, the S is a little fancy, but the rest kind of reminds me of, like, old-fashioned 7-Up, where it's just,
kinda,
like, straightforward. This is cursive.
Yes.
It's script. It's not the 7-Up blocky stuff. But it's, the shape is very blocky. It's all kind of square. There's a lot of straight lines in spite of the cursive.
You know what I just realized?
What?
We dove right into the product. We didn't do any banter.
You know why? Because this is the second episode we recorded.
I know. I just realized, though, that we are really cutting to the chase. But that's also because, in preparation for this, we were pretty sure that the dream world part of this episode is going to be
a bit longer
than usual. So that's why. But it was funny. I just realized, man, we're already there.
Yeah.
We're already to the middle of the episode.
That just means we'll be able to go on tangents.
I think
free.
So. I would rather allow for more time for what is inevitably going to be a fun riff on probably the press release.
That's
of
true. Nobody
Coke.
Cares.
Coca-Cola's very, they're big into their own brand, if you will. Yeah. You'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, nobody cares what we did for New Year's. Let's just
no. We talked about we caught up. It's fine.
Yeah,
you got the
couple
slice
weeks
of life.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's a very just straightforward.
I like it. I really. Also, interestingly, they didn't do any coloring with the drink. It's clear. They didn't go with like a green. You know, they aren't trying. I really think they're very much avoiding trying to be like similar to Mountain Dew.
Well, I don't think they want you to know that it's a Pepsi product.
Well, so here's...
The only place that I see it is it's in the ingredients list, bottled under the authority of PepsiCo. But everything else about it, it seems like just a brand new soda brand.
Well, so here's the thing about this crisp, clear burst of lemon-lime flavor, as said on the bottle. There's a reason this exists. This isn't an extension. This is a replacement for a drink they've had for a long time.
Oh, did they get rid of Sierra Mist?
I think based on everything I've read, that's the intention of this.
Why?
Is to be, well, I'll get to it.
Okay. I'm curious.
No, I know.
I didn't know that was the backstory.
I didn't tell either. Well, here's I'll give you a little bit of dear listener, I'll give you a little bit of backstory for how we found this. I was at Kroger earlier today because I needed to get some stuff, and it turned into ultimately, mostly a shop for the show. I found some other stuff.
Yeah, you sending me a bunch of messages.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think of this? What do you think of this?
Yeah, I didn't know there was so much new stuff all of a sudden. But maybe it's the beginning of the year,
yeah,
so it's a new...
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm going through one aisle, and there's this new soft drink, like, display. They had their own, like, little...
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, Starry? What is... How have I not seen this before? And then I looked at the bottle, and I couldn't really discern anything about it. So I Googled it, and that's where I found out it's from Pepsi.
Well, so I was also at the store today, and I got some other things for the show for an upcoming episode. But I saw this, Because and you had messaged me about it, but usually when you message me things, I'm just like, yeah, go for it.
Right.
We'll just get it.
Yeah.
So I picked up the bottle and I looked at it. And I genuinely didn't see that it was Pepsi.
Yeah, I didn't either. While I was in the store.
I just thought it must be a soda that I didn't know. Because
I thought it was some. At first, I thought it was like some new generic. Yeah. You know, like maybe some company was like there's like an upstart or something. But then I was like, it's a lot of like presence in the store for just some scrappy underdog because like they had a lot of prominence and they were in multiple parts. Like you know how at the end when you're checking out, there's like those little. Fridges with the soft drinks. They had some in there and stuff. And I'm like, man, that's...
They're
pretty prevalent. Company, right. Yeah. So like I said, I Googled it real quick on the phone when I was talking to you. And I was like, this is a Pepsi thing. And so we got it because, again, previously I had never heard of this before. And so then I did some Googling tonight. We always like to get the press releases and stuff. Honestly, Pepsi's been pretty silent about this. So I'll give you the kind of the timeline. What I've been able to discern is like when people... heard about it or learned this was coming. So there was a tweet from @SodaSeekers. A brand new soda, Starry, is in the works at PepsiCo. A Pepsi employee confirmed the development of a new lemon-lime soda called Starry. And in support of that, they found the website StarryLemonLime.com was registered by Pepsi on July 8th of this year, or of this past year, sorry. I'm still on that early...
Well, it's only been a couple of days.
And the rumor at that point was that Starry would replace Sierra Mist. And in fact, if you go to StarryLemonLime.com, it just says Starry, launching soon. So there's nothing on the website. Now, if you... I have to use to view the rest of this article because it's behind a paywall. So I'm going to do that. From Adage.
Right.
PepsiCo to launch new Sprite competitor to target Gen Z.
That's interesting.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. Well, you only can read the first line, but then it's blocked. But hey, we know how to get around that. So I'll kind of read you this, which I think gives you a nice general timeline of things. Also, just from what else I read, it seemed like people picked up on this rumored new drink in like August or so, because there were like registered trademarks and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then rumors about when it would come out and all that.
Hold on. I know people do. They obviously do, because people picked up on this.
Yeah.
But who is going around just like looking waiting up for Pepsi to file a trademark?
Soda Seekers on Twitter, apparently.
I guess.
Everything's got its like diehards and fanatics.
That'd be kind of a cool job. Just to set up a crawler for new patent.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be kind of an interesting way to, like a hobby, just to see what's coming out or being registered. So this, I think, will also explain a little bit about why, well, there's like one line that will really explain why Sierra Mist is being replaced by this. PepsiCo has launched a new Sprite fighter in its arsenal. I don't know why that's the first line. I like that, though. It's very, gives an aggressive vibe. Starry, a lemon-lime soda said to be replacing the beleaguered Sierra Mist, has begun showing up in retail stores over the past few days. And so this article came out like today, I think. Is today the 6th?
Yes.
Yeah, came out today. Online soda sleuths have been on Starry's tail since August, when PepsiCo first registered the Starry trademark and StarryLemonLime.com domain names. The drink was presented to convenience store operators at a National Association of Convenience Stores conference in October. This week, Starry began arriving at retail stores including Kroger, Circle K, and Walmart. And I got it. Oh, what?
Copy-paste the name of that
conference. National Association of Convenience Stores?
Send it to me.
Okay.
We're going.
Well, we're not a convenience store.
It doesn't matter. We're media.
Okay. Well, I'll paste it in a tab. I'll message that to you later. Here's our next. It's convenience.org. Oh, it looks so boring.
Well, it probably is, but that's where you get your product.
Well, okay.
We'll come back to it.
All right. The drink comes in regular and zero sugar versions, which I did see the zero sugar one. Mm-hmm. Said, no way. Get the regular.
Was Sierra Mist a diet?
They have like a diet or zero.
Yeah, so I wonder if the zero is like the... Because people don't want to say like diet, so...
Well, I imagine it's probably like attempting to be a zero version of the regular one in the way that like Mountain Dew Zero and all that replicates the flavor better. PepsiCo has held off on publicly discussing launch details, but a spokeswoman said information would be released shortly. The brand is figuring in PepsiCo's retail promotions around the Super Bowl.
The weekend.
Well, okay. In there it said that, but yes. Right. but would not be getting a big game
or a commercial championship, if you prefer.
According to people familiar with the matter. So here's another bit of it. PepsiCo appears to be hoping a revamped lemon-lime soda helps it better compete with Coca-Cola's Sprite, which dominates the category. Sierra Mist held less than 0.1% dollar share among carbonated soft drinks at retail through the first three quarters of last year.
Wow.
0.1% less than, compared to Sprite's 6.9% share.
Holy heck.
According to Beverage Digest figures.
Wow, that is like overwhelming. Okay. I wouldn't have guessed that because I like Sierra Mist.
Well, here's so I'm going to do it. I'm kind of excited about this. I'm going to do some quick math. I want to see what multiple more, because point like 6.9 divided by 0.1 is going to be
690, I think.
690% more?
No, it's 69. Do you do the math real quick?
Okay, yeah. Okay, hold on.
You divide
6.9 divided by 0.1. 69 times, yes. Yeah. Nice. But that's wild. I didn't know that, did you?
Well, no. I honestly didn't realize that Sprite was such a contender. I thought I pictured Sprite as being kind of the boring.
Apparently, Sprite's like the fourth biggest drink brand or something.
That's pretty incredible.
Well, I think it's because Sprite's been around a long time. And Sprite's not like the flashiest one, but like...
Well, that's what I mean. That's why I would have thought that Sprite was... Well, I mean, this is probably exactly why they're releasing it new.
Yeah.
But I thought, I would have figured Sprite was more for older folks.
I see. I'm assuming the top three are like Coke, Pepsi, Mountain Dew.
Probably.
Or the... I feel like Dr. Pepper wouldn't be that.
Beer, Dr. Pepper, yeah.
But those are maybe... I think...
Ginger Ale?
I kind of feel like maybe they're all...
Ginger Ale's got to be up there.
I feel like, you know, it's like Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Coke are like most of the pie, and then everybody else gets like little slivers, basically. Yeah. But I think I read Sprite was the fourth. You know, I may be wrong on that. But yeah, that really explains why they are giving up on Sierra Mist. Yeah. Because at that point, you're not losing much by dropping Sierra Mist.
You know what I'll actually bet it is? And I think Pepsi might be wasting a lot of time and money on this product. I think it's because Sprite's in McDonald's and you can mix it with the other flavors. So you can make orange soda and high C stuff. That's really what sets Sprite apart for me.
I mean, Sprite is something I don't get very often. Sierra Mist even less so. Mainly because it's not available at restaurants or whatever. Mm-hmm. And even when it's available, like when it's a Pepsi-branded selection, I go with Pepsi or Cherry Pepsi, usually.
Actually, you know what I will say about Sprite and Sierra Mist, too? But just the clear lemon-lime sodas, generally. Of all the full sugar sodas, they're the ones that I think are the most refreshing.
Which one?
Just the Sprite and Sierra Mist. Like, if I'm really thirsty, yeah. I don't necessarily want a Coke, because it's heavy.
There's that... More of that citrus, not citrusy, but like that sharp
it edge. It feels more like water than
it feels like you're drinking something healthier that will make you feel better. Yeah.
You're not.
But absolutely not. It's still the sugar water. But
yeah.
The only thing I could find as of right now in terms of like official Pepsi stuff about Starry, at PepsiCoPartners.com, they do have a little blurb and they have the different products. It says, introducing the next choice of the new generation. Starry Lemon Lime Flavored Soda. Made to speak to Gen Z, this crisp, refreshing formula with bite offers up a delicious, caffeine-free escape that's also available with zero sugar.
Companies are just so desperate.
It's weird because, like, I think, honestly, my big fear is they're really going to go with, like, really cringy marketing for this where it's trying to be, like, how do you do, fellow kids? But that's in like thing. TikTok form,
they already have Mountain Dew. That's just I think they're doing great designs.
Yeah,
like they're not specific to. They're not like Gen Z designs. It's just like it's a cool design. You know, they're all different. And then this one's just it's so desperate.
Well, you know, the marketing aside, if I only ever saw just the bottle and the design on it and stuff, I'm okay with it. Again, it's simple, straightforward. You're going to pick up off of the visual cues. This is a lemon-lime drink. It's not trying to be anything crazy. I don't think it's going to surprise you in terms of like what it tastes like. I think it's going to be a better version of Sierra Mist, ultimately.
But you know what? I'm looking at the packaging and everything, you know what I honestly thought it was going to be? And before we start talking, like when I saw it in the store, I thought it was going to be like sweet lemon-lime LaCroix flavor.
Oh, like a carbonated,
like a not really an intense flavor, just like a sweeter carbonated LaCroix.
It does. It does kind of look that way because it is. I think even more clear than like maybe Sierra Mist. I don't think Sierra Mist is perfectly clear.
Yeah, we were just recently watching National Treasure, and there's the scene where he needs to magnify something, so he holds a water bottle up to
it. Yeah,
that's you could do that with this bottle.
Well, any other thoughts before we try something that's pretty new? I don't think this is available everywhere. I genuinely think Columbus lucked out, and I think it's certain stores. So maybe Kroger's in the like Ohio, for example, have it. I don't know.
I'll bet you it's just a Columbus thing if it's not out. Because I saw it in Giant Eagle. You saw it in Kroger.
Yeah.
And we are frequently a preliminary market.
It does seem like we get stuff fairly early or right when they launch. Mm-hmm. So any other thoughts or considerations before we... give it a taste.
Just that I'm sad to lose Sierra Mist.
Are you though?
Yeah, I mean, I don't drink Sprite either. I just kind of like the bottle. I like the mountain. It was a good aesthetic.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. But I mean, if this tastes better,
I don't think it will. I think I think it's just going to taste like Sierra Mist.
I don't think it's going to be that high of a bar to clear though. I think Sierra Mist is fine. But if you put out Sprite, Sierra Mist, I probably would go with Sprite.
I think I would probably struggle to tell the difference.
I feel like Sprite has a distinct enough, it's not super different in terms of the lemon-lime world, but like Sprite has its own flavor that's a little bit enough distinct to...
I haven't had Sierra Mist in a while, but
I haven't either.
Now that you talk about it, I can
kind of... Can you think of what Sierra Mist actually tastes like right now?
No, but I can think of what Sprite tastes
like. Exactly. That's my point. Sprite, and that's always, I think, why it's won. Sierra Mist is fine. It's like a serviceable... But I honestly, I know it's not that as good because I don't remember anything about it right now.
Yeah.
Now, on the other hand, I don't know who owns it, who makes it. Mellow Yellow. I love Mellow Yellow.
Mellow Yellow is good.
Hey, Google. Who makes Mellow Yellow?
That's Coke's Mountain Dew.
Mellow Yellow's manufacturer is Coca-Cola.
Really?
Yeah.
That's their Sierra Mist because I feel like nobody ever talks about
it. It's Mellow Yellow. Not bad.
Oh, it's great. I love
it. My work, we have a freestyle machine, and you can get Mellow Yellow, and you can put all the flavors in
Wendy's does that, and they'll do, like, that's Rick and Morty themed drinks, and they're always Mellow Yellows with different combinations. There's one, it's like Citrus Twist Mellow Yellow. Oh, it is so good. Yeah, Mellow Yellow is my go-to when I go to certain places that have it.
Yeah, it's really not common, though. Now that I'm sitting here, I don't even know if it's, you can get a 2-liter in the grocery store.
I think certain gas stations and stuff.
Yeah.
But you're not gonna, like, just... find it pretty easy, like in a store. I think you'll have to seek it out a little bit. But yeah, that's
Mellow Yellow. That would make me sad.
Yeah,
because I like it when I can find it.
Yeah, yeah, I would be very bummed about that too. But luckily, I feel like Mellow Yellows and Mountain Dews are able to coexist currently. Yeah,
it seems that way.
So,
and Coke has so many like restaurant.
Yeah, Coke is everywhere so much that they can afford to like let some of the kids come back home. And save up some money for a while, if you will. Okay.
So shall we?
Yeah, let's crack it open. It smells like Sprite to me.
I think it has a little bit more...
I think it's got lemon. More pizzazz.
Yeah.
If I blind taste tested this, I would tell you I'm drinking Sprite.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think it tastes like?
It's lemon-lime. It's similar, but I feel like my memory of Sprite is different than this.
Man, I feel like I'm drinking Sprite. I'll say this. I definitely like it better than Sierra Mist.
Well, I can't say because I don't remember.
Exactly.
But I don't think it's that. Because when I say that, it's not that I haven't had Sierra Mist for years because I don't buy 2 liters of soda. So I just get it like from a fountain. And I don't go to very many fountains that have Pepsi products.
From what I recall, or what I lack to remember, I definitely don't remember like... This is like a sharper kick like Sprite has. Which I like. I think it has more of a flavor. It's more potent, doesn't seem like the right word, but something along those lines where it's just stronger, which is nice.
Yeah. To me, this has just a little bit extra lemon or something. Although maybe, because I get it from, because again, I don't buy 2 liters of Sprite. Mm-hmm. I only get it from fountains. Maybe I'm drinking watered down Sprite. So it's possible
that
my recollection of Sprite is not 100%.
You know what I would like to do? I would like to do a taste test with this and Sprite. I would
be good. Really curious. We can do that next time. Well, sometime.
Yeah. Because genuinely, this is so similar to Sprite.
Actually, you know what we could do? We could get Coke, Pepsi, Starry, ooh. Sprite, Mellow Yellow, Mountain Dew.
They
probably have other non-soda competing products
like
vitamin water. And so we can probably just do a whole Coke, Pepsi episode.
So the more I drink it, the less exactly like Sprite it feels or tastes.
But it's kind of losing flavor for me.
It's definitely going for the Sprite.
Well, yeah.
Going for the throat of
Sprite. That makes sense. Sprite's kicking there.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, this, like, no disrespect to Sierra Mist or Sierra Mist lovers, but I really do think this would be much, much more my alley for that lemon lime kick that I'm going for.
So here's my question.
Yes.
Like you said, it's pretty similar to Sprite. Yes. It's probably pretty similar to Sierra Mist. If we had a glass of it in front of us, we would probably admit that. Even if this was a little better, it's all lemon lime soda.
Right.
So my question is, if you're already in Sprite, how much is it going to take you to shift to a new brand that's not available at places like McDonald's for basically the same drink?
Well, I think, I'm trying to think of a way to put this. I don't think they're trying to, like, I think they probably know that they're not going to beat Sprite.
Right.
I think they know Sprite's pretty entrenched in the world of soft drinks. I think they're just trying to, like, have some sort of presence that's not a joke, like Sierra Mist.
So what you're basically, what you think is,
to put it in a brief summation, I think they're trying to find a way to have something that's Sprite, very similar to Sprite, so at least people will be more inclined to buy it.
Can you look up Sprite's, excuse me, I got the soda burp.
Can you look up Sprite's,
total sales for 2022?
Let's see. Soft drink sales statistics, facts, trend, and demand analysis. Okay, here we go. Interesting.
Does it have the top four?
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, here's trend. What's this mean? Hold on. Demand analysis. Is this sales? Okay, current trend. So, number one's Coke.
Yep. I don't know the percentage. I'll bet Coke is nearly double the next closest.
No.
Oh, really?
So, number one's Coke at 37, or we'll say, well, no, not 37. I was going to round it. 35 million.
Okay. Wait, $35
million?
Dollars. That's it? That can't be right.
Well, it says, this is what, 37? Oh, wait. That's a comma. Oh, God. Why would they do commas like that? So it's 35,000 million?
Oh, yeah. So they do that a lot in states so that you have less zeros. So 35,000 million is 35 billion.
Okay. Pepsi is at about 21 billion.
Oh, well, that's not. That's
ours. No. Yeah, I know. Shockingly, number three is Red Bull.
Well, that is pretty shocking.
At about 7 billion.
I would never have guessed that.
Nescafe. I don't know if that's a different, I think.
That's got to be a different category.
Monster, number five, at a little over 6 billion. Gatorade, number seven, a little over 5 billion. Sprite, number seven, at about 5 billion.
Okay, so.
Dr. Pepper's next, then Lipton, and then Mountain Dew.
Wow, Mountain Dew's pretty low.
It's kind of surprising, yeah. But I think this, I don't, let me see if this is U.S. or internet, like, because it has a country symbol here, too. So I don't know if that means, like, this is where this is, like, the country of origin for the drink, or what that, so this is India soft drink sales statistics. What is this? I'm going to go somewhere
else. This is we want the U.S. of A statistics here. Let's.
Okay. Okay, so soft drink 2022 U.S. sales.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
That's the same link. here we go. 2022 State of the Beverage Industry. What? July 6th? That ain't going to help nothing.
Well, does that, even if it has 2021 numbers, just.
Okay, okay, annual. Okay. Here's 2025 volume by flavor projections.
That's not.
Here's 2020.
Yeah, 2020. That's
the fact. Okay. I need a bigger. Like, this is so small. Okay. Coke, 50.6%. Oh, they just
that's
do
the
Coke.
Whole brand. All right, let me.
Coke, Cola, heavy citrus. This sucks.
All right, I'm gonna help
out. Help me out here. Because, like, it's. I, these days, not to go off topic here. I usually put in Reddit with my search so I can just find a Reddit search result because, like, it feels like Google just doesn't do a good job of soft drink sales. We'll do 2021. Might be easier to find that. Oh my God, I have to pay for this site. Okay, I have something here from Newsweek. The 10 most popular sodas in America. This is from September 21. Does
that
work?
Fine. Yeah.
Okay. Number 10, 7-Up, just under 1 billion. There's a two-way tie. Okay, here's a two-way tie for number 8. Sunkist at 1 billion. Sierra Mist at 1 billion.
Okay.
Number 7, Fanta, 2.34 billion. They don't separate that by flavors. It's just, I think, Fanta as a whole. Sprite, number 6, at 6 billion. So 6-1, that matches with that percentage. Well, no.
No, it doesn't. It's off by 10.
But that was a different stat, though, I think. It wasn't a direct correlation to... That was percentage of, like...
Market share.
Yeah.
Which...
Would it equate, though?
Yeah.
When the prices could be different.
If you're though, right? 1 out of 100 and someone else is 6 out of 100, that's but 6-1.
But it could... I don't know. I wonder if that would change, though, because, like, Sprite, for example, is in more restaurants and stuff. Would that... Maybe they're not counting that. Maybe they're just counting straight up like can sales or something in this. I don't know. I'm just saying. Anyway, the point is, regardless. So let's just ignore that stat.
Yeah.
Even if you just look at a 6-1.
So
Mountain Dew, 7 billion. Dr. Pepper, 11.12 billion. Pepsi, at number 3.
Wait, what the hell?
14.8 billion.
Mountain Dew at 10th place.
Oh, here we go. Diet Coke at 37.27 billion. And then Coke at 36.5 billion.
Coke is just... By any measure, Coke is winning.
The point is, all that
got off on a tangent, but the point you were making, I think, was that Pepsi is basically saying they're giving up on Sierra
Mist. I think Sierra Mist is...
But just, they know that there's a lot of pie in the lemon-lime soda.
There's always money in the lemon-lime stand. I think ultimately...
So if this fails, they'll probably just... rebrand it and do it again because eventually they're going to steal a little bit of market share.
Ultimately, I think their assessment was the small marginal space that Sierra Mist is taking up isn't worth it to save it. We should just start over from scratch.
I mean, that seems like the vibe.
I'll be honest. I don't like, you know, it's not something that I think, you know, I don't think the world's going to have a mourning period for Sierra Mist. I mean, I get it. It's a bummer if somebody really likes it, but yeah.
Honestly, if they do, they can just get...
They can always bring it back.
Or just get Sprite.
It's not like it's going extinct. They have
their... They're really not.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, like, we're kind of... Like, if you like Sprite, you're going to like this. Or if you're...
You like Sierra Mist, you'll like this.
But I do think... I, in terms of a business marketing thing, I think this is smart. Because if Sierra Mist is really so nominal...
I mean, you're not wrong.
I think what they were deciding... They probably also debated, like, you know, there was New Coke. Right?
Yeah.
Back in the 80s. And that was a whole wash. Maybe they thought the risk of revamping the flavor of the base Sierra Mist would be too upsetting. So it'd make more sense just to like call it something new.
Probably.
Start over. All right. Well, this went longer than I thought. But that's okay. So for Starry, what would you rate it? I'm curious.
3.
What would you rate a Sprite?
3, 3.5. Like they're...
Yeah, they're right the same.
They're the same. They're just lemon soda. If I'm in the mood for it, it hits the spot. It's great. But if not, then I want some, like, it's a soda.
Yeah, like, lemon limes aren't my favorite soft drink, you know, flavor, you know, whatever. Let me take one more sip. I want to take one more sip just to get it fresh in my head.
On a hot summer day, this is probably a top tier soda category.
Yeah.
But, like I said, I'm not always in the mood for it. It's good for what, I do like Sprite. I don't want to say that I don't like it, but it's just, it's such an ordinary flavor beverage.
I think it's also one of those things where, like, it'll accompany certain, like, meals better than a Pepsi might.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be, like, my go-to. I think I'll go 3.5.
What would you give Sprite?
Probably 3.5. Like, that's the thing. Is like, I'm basically trying to think what I'd give Sprite and go with that. Because it really, it's not exactly Sprite, but it's the same way where Pepsi and Coke, some people will think they're interchangeable. I don't think so.
No.
I think you'd have a similar kind of vibe with this, but maybe even more of a... I think this would be a thing where more people than even that would consider them interchangeable. Yeah,
Pepsi and Coke, I think, are distinctly different.
These are somewhat different,
I feel like. If you aren't doing a side-by-side, I'm convinced you will not be able to tell the difference. At least having not had Sprite in a month or two and having this, I think to myself, it tastes like Sprite. If you drink Sprite all the time and you're in tune with the... You know, whatever it's doing flavor-wise, maybe you'll pick up a difference. But if you're just a casual lemon-lime soda drinker, flip a coin.
What I'm hopeful for is they'll do, like, offshoots of Starry. Kind of like how they did with Sierra Mist.
If they get the flavored stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, the flavored lemon-lime soda is right up there.
Yeah. So that's... I'm honestly more excited for the future, so long as it has a future.
Well, if they can get... you know, 0.2%
market. I think they'll be, yeah, honestly, they'll be dancing in the streets if they hit more than 0.1. So, yeah, it makes sense. But I'm excited. I'm charmed by the simpleness of the logo and everything. I do not understand what the Gen Z, other than it has to be probably all the marketing stuff they're going to do.
Well, so
that's my only guess.
This is a good transition. So we'll put a pin right in that. So Pepsi's approach to Gen Z is simple.
Yeah, it's keep it simple.
Of a lemon lime.
Make it have like a contemporary font design and logo and stuff, but also still have like a almost classical,
old fashioned look. Coke's approach is a little different. The Coke product that we will be sampling today is Coca-Cola
Dream World. This is the final installment of the 2022 lineup of the
Coca-Cola Creations.
Creations, yes. Yeah.
Like the others, it's a little mini can. And I don't know how we'll describe it when we taste it, but Coca-Cola has their own ways to describe it. So we've read a lot of press releases on this show.
Yeah.
And, you know, we thought it would be fun. We thought of this idea a little while ago, but we just happened to do it for this one.
You have to wait for the right press release. And this was one that begged or screamed for this.
So what we're going to do, so I have everything prepared, is I've composed a Mad Lib.
Yes.
Which, if you're not familiar, you probably are, but just in case. You know, I'll be asking Jeff for a series of words. They might be nouns. They might be adjectives. They might be adverbs. And then, you know, I'll use those words to compose a press release using the template provided generously by Coca-Cola Creations team. So if you have any questions about what a particular category I'm asking for means, because I had to get a little creative with some of these. Okay. I'm not an English major. Just, you know, let me know and we'll take care of it. So first things first, please give me a superlative, some kind of adjective ending in EST.
Loudest.
Okay. Next up, give me just an adjective.
Large.
A verb.
Dance.
It's coming right along. Give me an adverb. Verb ending in L-Y. A few more here. Another body part.
Tongue.
Something you're thirsty for.
Starry.
All right. That'll do it. So now, I've got the press release here, composed, of course, with Jeff's answers to the Mad Lib. And then I figured after that, we would read the actual press release and just see which one's more ridiculous. So I guess we'll just go right into it. The latest Coca-Cola Creations fantasy flavor is beyond fans' loudest dreams. Coca-Cola Dream World, the fourth and final Coca-Cola Creations drop of 2022, bottles up the large tastes and surrealism of the subconscious with an invitation to savor the magic of everyday moments and dance with toads. The drink, which is available in the United States and Canada starting August 15th, adds pleasantly intense flavor notes that evoke the boundless creativity of Tiger's imagination to the unmistakable taste of Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola Dream World taps into the greatest generation's passion for the infinite potential of the human elbow by exploring what a dream tastes like, said Alessandra Cascina, Chief Marketing Officer of REM Analysis Division Coca-Cola North America. Like the Coca-Cola creations that came before it, Dreamworld plays with the unexpected and will no doubt provoke discovery and debate among kids, which we welcome. A shiny look and feel complements the beverage's flavor profile by fusing bulbous shapes, hollow colors, and a 3D expression of Coke's signature painting to create an illusionary visual landscape on Coca-Cola Dreamworld packaging, in-store merchandising, and other physical and virtual elements. The Coca-Cola Creations platform, which debuted in February when Coca-Cola Starlight offered fans a taste of cornfields, followed by the gaming and metaverse-inspired Coca-Cola Bite in collaboration with Grammy-nominated musical artist Kanye West, reimagines the brand across physical and digital malls via sequential, limited edition flavors, designs, and experiences. Starlight illuminated the idea of escapism and the infinite out-of-this-world possibilities of cornfields, said Chase Abraham, Director of Commercialization, Attention Supervision Department. Dreamworld flips this script by inviting gangs to look inward at the numerous possibilities of the tongue. A suite of immersive digital activations will provide a portal into the Coca-Cola Dreamworld parking lot. Fans can scan any Dreamworld package on their pagers to access the Coca-Cola Creations Hub, where they can enjoy an augmented reality, AR, music experience created in collaboration with Tomorrowland. Download an exclusive Dreamworld-inspired digital fashion collection for the metaverse via partnership with Gap and more. We're meeting the greatest generation where they are, with relevant content and collaborations that matter to them, Abraham added. Coca-Cola Dreamworld will come to life, IRL, through experiential activations on select lakes and a series of out-of-home creative executions in Columbus, including an appearance on the iconic Coca-Cola billboard in Times Square, bus takeovers, 3D signage, hand-painted murals, Dreamworld-inspired AR Snapchat lenses and backdrops. Coca-Cola Creations quenches fans' thirst for stars, bringing together unexpected elements to deliver expressions that embody Coke's real magic brand philosophy. The novelty and get-it-before-it's-gone urgency of the limited edition releases have resonated with 28 to 45-year-old consumers, piquing their curiosity and bringing them back. What makes Coca-Cola Creations so special is the simplicity of its first Coca-Cola 2 promise, Pacino said. Every drop delivers an unexpected, never-before-seen product and experience in an only Coke can do way by tapping into the core of the greatest generation's passions and cultural trends. Available in the United States in 20-ounce bottles and multi-packs of 7.5-ounce mini cans, and in Canada in 500-milliliter bottles and multi-packs of 300-milliliter bottles.
I don't think it would have mattered. I don't even think it matters what the real...
You know, it's in at least one instance... You said the word that was in the release.
Nice. That's the thing is...
We don't even have to read the release. I feel right. Like we could just read this.
You know what they're saying.
As much sense.
That's... So I was... As I was sitting there listening to that tripe, I came to a thought or a postulation, whatever you want to call it. I don't think they care at all about any of that stuff they just said. I don't think they care about this Dreamworld drink. I think it exists solely... to try and keep Coca-Cola in the world's mind. And by golly...
They're already
doing so well. And they're never going to let it go because they're going to seep into everything, including AR, Snapchat, all this other stuff. I mean, this is a limited time. Like, this is not going to make them any more money than just selling more Coke would have. I really think. And none of that... Like, I don't think any of... Maybe they are naive enough to think this won't come off as just more corporate BS trying to tap into a cultural moment or movement that they really have no understanding of or connection
IRL,
to.
IRL, AR.
Yeah. IRL, AF or whatever. Like, but like, I think ultimately they're just like, we have to make sure to keep these stupid Zoomers with their dumb TikTok trends on our radar, so that way they grow up knowing Coke.
You know what's cool? The metaverse. It was cool in August. It's cool today. It remains cool.
Do they have feet yet in the metaverse?
Coke probably doesn't have feet. I tried to scan the QR code. It just brought me to an eBay page, so I don't know.
An eBay page?
Well, like it just took to Google, and then somebody was selling it. But
let me try it.
I don't know what you're supposed to scan to participate in anything.
CokeURL.com. It takes me to the Coca-Cola Creations page.
Okay. I guess I just don't know what I'm supposed to
do. I held it far away because otherwise it was too blurry. See, look. They even have it set up. See the three lines at the top? Like they're three different stories or Insta stories or whatever.
Well, it's Snapchat.
Oh, this is Starlight.
That's not right.
Saturday, January 7th.
The one that was cool. The one that people talked about.
Oh, now. Okay, now. I think they were just showing off. I don't know. There were drops. There's different Dreamworld stuff. You know, it's like I'm not a Zoomer. TikTok is not something I've really been a part of or active in. But even I can see how transparent this attempt to reach out to the youth, I put air quotes there, really is. So it's like I think they're aware of that. I think they just want to exist in places that people that are soon to have their own disposable income will keep in mind. Hey, Coke's there. Buy Coke. Coke. That's it. I think that's the end game ultimately. Maybe that's me being a little bit cynical. But yeah, I don't think they're trying to... They're not trying to make Dreamworld a hit. They don't care.
I mean, it's
but I'm really curious to see what flavor they came up with for it.
Yeah, I mean, you really summed up the takeaways. Coke is a brand. Coke is not your friend. Coke only wants your money.
I think, and the main reason I'm saying all this is because we just came off of finding out that Coke is just a behemoth. They're like half of all of, like, you know, cola sales or whatever.
They don't even want to risk that some other soda is going to be what people drink in the metaverse or
right.
whatever.
It's not about, it's not about being a new flavor. It's just about making sure that Pepsi doesn't edge in there in any way. So they just do the stupid stuff and cover it, is my guess.
They want to make sure that Pepsi has their 0.1% and they like it.
We're going to drive Sierra Miss face into the dirt and they're going to eat it. They ain't coming back.
You're going to take what we give you. That's just all there is to it.
Pepsi, you can go to Cracker Barrel. We don't care.
So now,
I don't even know what's a Cracker
Barrel. You know, I will say this, though. In defense of Hydrox.
Oh, no.
Having just discussed all of this, if Hydrox said, like if Coke made some kind of sandwich cookie and Hydrox said Coke was hiring people to throw them into the dumpsters, I would believe that.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Well, yeah, let's see what Dreamworld tastes like. I haven't looked up what people said this tastes like or anything, so I don't know. Have you?
No, it's possible that no one said anything about it based on their marketing.
It doesn't smell good.
It's supposed to taste like the infinite possibilities of the mind. You know what it kind of tastes like or smells like?
It's got a more fruity flavor smell.
It kind of reminds me of like Monsters, like energy drinks and stuff.
Kind of like that or like a weird mango kind of thing, maybe? All right, man. You made me laugh right when I was thinking of something. Yeah, it's like a weird mango or fruity Coke, but yeah. Not good. Because that like there's mango Pepsi, mm-hmm. or there was at least, I don't know if there still is. And that was pretty solid.
Yeah.
But this is trying to do something else too.
You know, it kind of does taste like mango-y or fruity or whatever, but it tastes like artificial.
Yeah, it's got the aftertaste is very reminiscent of like cold medicine.
I think we had when we had the bites, I think I remarked that I liked cold medicine and that I kind of was grown on me as a result. But this one doesn't have that effect.
I don't remember what bite even tasted like, honestly.
It was also not good. Starlight, I remember.
Starlight was good because it had like the graham crackery kind of.
Yeah,
it had multiple things.
Like a lot of different things.
But it worked. Yeah, that was the only good one. This might be the worst one.
Like so Starlight felt like they were trying to make an interesting flavor. This one and Bite feels like misguided attempts to market to the youth. Flavor be damned. What was the fourth one? We're missing one.
Huh?
This was the fourth and final drop of 2022. Starlight, Bite, Dreamworld. There were four, right? Did we not drink it?
Let me check. There was only three mentioned in that press release, right? Marshmallows Limited Edition Coca-Cola.
Oh.
It's not Marshmallow. It's the artist name.
Oh. Okay.
But so we have... It's not sold out. We could buy it.
Yeah, I mean, is it a Creations brand?
It's familiar Coca-Cola taste, watermelon and strawberry flavor, plus an added mix of Marshmallow's best tracks.
Yeah.
I don't know if I saw any... I think at that point I was pretty... disenfranchised by...
How much is it?
Hold on. Shop now. What does that mean? Oh, here we go. Oh. Says out of stock at Target. Let me... Hey, it's...
Is it Walmart?
Well, wait. For $70, we can get it.
Oh, Jesus. No, I'm not.
There was some reason I didn't get it. I don't know why. I just wasn't...
It doesn't seem...
It
seems like much more straightforward.
I think the problem was it was just like... It's from an artist, and there wasn't...
Yeah.
Ugh. That was back in July.
Yeah, I mean, we missed it. That's fine.
Well, let me see. Hold on. GoPuff, apparently. Well, I don't... eBay, for $10.
$10?
For a can. Plus, like, $16, it'd be $8 a person. Let me see what other prices we can find. Wait. Oh. I'll find a website. I'll see if I can find it.
Yeah, because we don't have anything to pair it with. I would we could do like a little teaser episode just to...
Yeah. I'm bummed because the watermelon and strawberry sounds good with Coke.
It kind of does, but
So I was reading one impression said they felt like there was maybe like strong mango, but like a hint of peach maybe.
Mm, could be.
But man, that tastes bad. It just...
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
Conceptually, this sounds good. A mango, peach, Coke. But it does... It takes a turn every time. Like, I take a sip. Right, initially, it's like, oh! And then immediately... Yeah,
the aftertaste's bad.
That's what's interesting is the initial... Like, just the initial couple milliseconds, it's like, this might be good. Nope.
I mean, I'm with you.
Well, that's a dream I want to wake up from, let me tell you.
It's as forgettable as a dream.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I hate it, though, when you try and remember a dream that you really enjoyed, and you're like, oh, no, it's gone. I've lost.
What I hate the most is when you wake up and you remember it really well, and then, like, 2 minutes pass, and you're like...
What was that again? Yeah.
Yeah.
So what would you rank this?
I don't know. I don't think it's a one, because I...
No, it's not repulsive. I didn't spit it out.
It's a 1.5.
I was leaning towards that or two.
Yeah, I mean, I was between the.
I'm sure there are multiple people that would enjoy this. I don't know.
There
who they are
literally dozens of them.
I mean, I genuinely do maybe, think some people would. You know,
here's the problem. We're too old.
These are for young taste buds, hip and trendy taste buds that can understand the nuances.
If you haven't experienced the metaverse, you're not ready for Dreamworld Coke.
Oh, that's awful. No, I'm trying to like do multiple sips at once just to kind of get like...
Yeah, the lingering is...
Yeah. Honestly, let me go back to Starry.
You know what? That's so... I was going to say before
this. All right, I'm going to give that a 1.5 too.
Yeah, the juxtaposition...
I was leaning towards 2. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but like I was leaning towards 2, but the more I drank it, the worse it got. All right, go ahead. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
The juxtaposition... Of the brand strategy.
Oh, that is so much better.
Isn't it? It's like a physical relief to take a...
What did I get this earlier? I want to bump it up another half point for saving me here.
Pepsi says, we're getting shellacked here. In the
you want Sprite? Here! We can't call it Sprite, but here it is!
So they come out with a brand new, understated lemon-lime soda. They're trying to avoid the Pepsi branding, so far as I can tell, in the store and on the packaging. The only indication is, like you said, it's got a lot more floor space than just some soda.
Some up-and-comer's not going to be able to command so much presence.
Their website just says, coming soon.
Yeah.
They don't have really much of any ads. There's no publicity for it. Meanwhile, Coca-Cola, the Goliath, to Sierra Miss Piddly Little David.
And that's the thing, is when you are Goliath, you can fart out these things. Who's going to stop you?
Coca-Cola.
How's it going to hurt you?
Came out with a press release that we made an Mad Lib for that made as much sense. That's just saying, yours lemon-lime? Whatever. Yeah. We got
QR codes on there, you freaking idiots. Use it.
We flavored dreams. Look into the infinite possibilities of the mind.
Ooh. It's like one of those dreams where you can't run anywhere.
You're just stuck in the mud, but you're dreaming. And you can go in the augmented reality Snapchat verse and, live your dreams.
Your dream tastes better than this, I promise.
It probably does.
Unless it's a nightmare. But yeah, it's bad.
It's awful.
But yeah, we'll look into the marshmallow one, because I do feel... the only reason now that we've...
You gotta stop calling it the marshmallow, because I want it to be marshmallows.
But I mean, like, that's what it's called. Marshmallow.
Even though we had marshmallow Pepsi and it was awful.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, marshmallow was the bad one.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it
bad?
Graham
cracker was good. Chocolate was...
Middling. Chocolate was meh. And then, yeah, the marshmallow one was...
supposed to bring it home, but that's right. Like, ugh.
And then we combined them all. That's right, because then the Graham carried it to decency.
Yep,
that's right.
The Graham cracker, much like the s'more, was the vehicle for vehicle for flavor. But that was a previous. You know what we've done this time? Just like before, I thought, you have to edit a really long episode. So maybe I'll push myself this week and I'll get it out and give you some extra time. But I'll bet you, without having looked at a clock, that this one is as long or longer.
Nope.
Really?
No, it's shorter.
By how much?
10 minutes.
Wow.
It feels longer, I think, because Mad Lib part felt longer than it actually was.
That's true.
And then also when we cut all that out, that's going to cut out more.
Also, I feel like we were talking about Starry for a long time.
We did. We got to like half an hour and we finally gave up on that.
So this, we only talked about Coke for like 30...
That's because it sucked. It was so bad. Like, I didn't expect it to be blown away or anything, but I didn't think it was going to taste so awful.
It is odd that they, because Bite was bad, and then this is also bad.
Yeah.
After Starlight, which like was
yeah, they
was,
started off strong.
It was like you may not have liked it, but
you're not going to be grossed out.
It was interesting.
I think the best they can possibly do with if we get to Marshmallow is be batting 500. Which I don't know. I don't know how you could screw up a watermelon strawberry combination with Coke. But they did it with mango here.
I kind of don't know if it would mesh with a cola. You know what would be good? Watermelon strawberry Starry or Sprite. That's what they should do. Is just Coca-Cola creations.
Well, Sprite has like the seasonal like cranberry Sprite or whatever.
Yeah,
I'm and hoping they do that delicious. With Starry. Yeah,
do if you're Coke. If you're listening, not a sponsor, instead of coming out with this nonsense where you smash a bunch of flavors together and do a bunch of augmented reality metaverse baloney, just make watermelon Sprite. Bam. Home run.
Yep. So, good on Pepsi. I feel like they have at least a contender versus Sierra Mist, which is, God bless them. They tried. But it's over.
Yeah, I mentioned this before, but I will, I'm going to say again, because this, just the side-by-side is so stark. Pepsi's marketing, just generally, is good. I think they're on the right track with Starry because they know they're getting beat up, down, and sideways. So they want to just come in from the left here with Starry. And then they own Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew's marketing, as we've discussed.
Marketing's on point.
It's, yeah, even if it doesn't jive with you, at least like the brand Mountain Dew is really strong, really distinct.
You know exactly what you're getting with Mountain Dew. Yeah. And they never, waver on that.
And for even the Pepsi Cola back in the 90s and early 2000s when they did the Pepsi Challenge, they're competing with Coke. Like,
yeah.
Read the numbers.
Well, that's the thing is, I didn't realize how much bigger Coke is than Pepsi.
Yeah, Coke is a monster.
I thought it was, Coke is the granddaddy of them all, but, I really thought it was more like something like 60-40 instead of, not double, but closer to double than, you would think. It's so weird to say, I'm almost rooting for Pepsi. Yeah. As this other giant gazillion-dollar companies, the scrappy underdog.
Yeah, that's really the thing to take away. As big as Pepsi is,
yeah,
Coke's bigger.
Yeah, Coke is...
Coke will eat Pepsi's lunch.
Yeah. So, just keep it simple. That's the lesson, I think, for all this.
Well, apparently not. Apparently the lesson is keep it complicated.
Well, I this was the last thought I had. I kind of wonder if because Coke is so big, so ubiquitous with the idea of a soft drink or a cola or whatever, that they just, they can literally afford to be that arrogant and be that kind of, I don't say out of touch, but do stupid stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Why not? What's the worst that's going to happen? Oh no, here comes Sierra Mist. I just imagine if all these soft drinks went to a high school, Sierra Mist would just get transferred one day and just never come back because he got picked on so much.
The story about the Netflix executive that went to Blockbuster and they tried to sell themselves to Blockbuster and the Blockbuster executives were
laughed them out. Yeah.
We're Blockbuster, get out of here. I feel like Sierra Mist and Sprite is that way, except Sprite laughed him out, and then Sierra Mist just tripped down the stairs.
got hit by a car on its way out to the parking lot or something. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It's that's surprising too. Not that I care about Sierra Mist or have an affinity for it, but I was surprised to learn how absolutely marginal it was in the grand scheme of things.
Really, the strength of advertising. I think, because I know. You're saying Sprite's better. I think they're pretty darn similar, Sierra Mist and Sprite. But Sprite has LeBron James.
Yeah.
What celebrity does Sierra Mist have?
The Harlem Globetrotters.
The Washington Generals.
But it's like the old guys from the 80s that have retired. It's not like the current Generals. So it's not even
the Washington Generals team that the Washington Generals would defeat. It's the Washington Generals reserves.
It's the Kid Camp Washington Generals. Oh, I'm sorry, Sierra Mist.
Man.
But yeah, it's It's interesting. It's kind of interesting. I know in the grand scheme of things, this is all goofy fun and stuff, but it's kind of interesting seeing what trends and what doesn't and finding out what is dominating and what's not quite as much dominating, but still dominating. So, yeah. All right.
Well, it's kind of, if we were doing this like full time for our jobs, there's definitely a lot.
It would be fun to deep dive into this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we do that for an episode. We won't eat anything one episode. We'll just talk about snack trends.
Could. Would that be something you would like to hear?
That's a good
question. Dear listener?
You should let us know.
Yeah.
On a variety of social medias, mm-hmm. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find us at Prizes Inside. Mm-hmm. That's prizes, plural.
That's correct.
Inside. Or if you just want to, you know, send us a message, drop us a line, you can send us an email, prizesinside@gmail.com.
And let us know if we should make a website. It's something we've noodled about. Would it be worth it? Maybe not at this point. I don't know. Or maybe it's something that would help you find us better. A centralized hub for Pip and all the things Pip related.
Let's just do it.
Yeah. We can make Pip merch.
My
mom would buy a shirt.
I would
buy She would never wear it, I bet, but she would buy it.
and then pretty soon, maybe, you could also find us on YouTube.
Yeah, we need to start uploading episodes on there.
And if we haven't released anything on YouTube by the time this gets published, we'll just cut this right out.
No, I think we should use it to shame us.
No, we don't want to be shamed. We want.
Oh, no. We should. It'll hold us accountable.
Maybe.
Maybe not. You're right.
We'll see.
Well, you're editing this one, probably.
That's true. So,
your call.
I'll just take it right out.
All right.
So, anyway, I'm Billy.
I'm Jeff.
And this has been Prizes Inside. Thank you.